Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, Industrial Talk, the celebration of industrial professionals all around the world. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly. And our guest is right there. She's working on her iPhone. Just don't look. If you're out on video, don't look at that because she's not engaged. No. We are broadcasting live from the Digital Manufacturing Summit in Chicago. I had a problem with the last one. I said Cleveland, which was completely wrong because we are in Chicago. Anyway, we are talking to some of the best from around the world. We're talking about digital transformation. We're talking about manufacturing. We're talking about solving problems from, you know, that you need to be aware of. So anyway, in a hot seat, she's been very patient. Her name is Megan Zimba. I got that right, didn't I?
You did.
All right. Mavens of Manufacturing. And we're going to be talking about women in manufacturing. Inspiring women. Let's get cracking. Hey, Megan.
Hey. How are you, Steve?
Ah, see, my name is Scott. I'm Scott McKenzie with... Yeah, that's okay. It's
not a problem. Do we need to start over?
No, absolutely not. Now, see, that's what makes podcasts real, right? It's just this. You know what's the funny part about this, Megan? Is the fact that for my life, everybody thought that my name was Steve anyway.
Well, that's terrible for me because I should just remember your name. And I totally, I thought I had it, but I didn't. So there, we both
Oh, it's okay. Now, because what's important is what we are going to talk about. Before we get into that, let's just sort of level set on who Megan is so that people understand and say, that's who Megan is.
Yeah, so I am a technical writer by trade. I actually have been writing for manufacturing since 2008, and I started in the trade publication industry, which was really fun because I was able to talk to a variety of different companies and learn about their products and their processes and share their stories. And then throughout the years, I've entered in the marketing aspect of things and helped industrial manufacturers talk about their brands and really bring their story to life and take the boring out of the technical information and humanize it a little bit. But about 2 years ago, I decided that I wanted to start my own freelance company. So now I'm a freelancer, and that's been pretty fun. And I also started Mavens of Manufacturing in hopes to inspire the next generation workforce by sharing the stories of the amazing women who are in the sector to inspire other girls to come join. So,
noble purpose. I like that.
Thanks.
Great focus. Must needed type of... service and solutions. So I like the fact that when you're in your background, I think that simplifying or the ability to simplify or communicate in such a way that is consumable for people to the manufacturing process and is very important because sometimes it's I'll just be real. I'll flatline.
Yeah.
I will flatline in a jet second if it's too hard for me. If I have to consume too many gray matter calories to figure it out, I will just.
Yeah, and we're definitely a sector of acronyms. So if you are not familiar with engineering or manufacturing, and you hear all of these 3 to 4 letter, sometimes 5 letter acronyms, you can start to really get confused and think.
And you know, the best part about it is it never stops.
Yeah.
So here we're here and we're talking digital transformation. So it a number of years ago, it used to be IoT. Great, fantastic, IoT. And then all of a sudden, IoT was the miscellaneous file, which then included AI, cloud, edge, you know, data analytics. Everything that you could possibly imagine is all of a sudden IoT.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. And it never stops. The lexicon continues to expand, and if you can simplify, it's great.
Well, and then it turned into industrial Internet of Things, so IIoT. Let's just complicate it even a little bit more. Well, what the hell is
Yeah,
difference?
Yeah. Like, what I was okay with IoT. I got it. I stick a device out on a motor, and it just starts reading data, and I got that. But what's the industrial component to it? Why is that so doggone important? So with what is the problem that you perceive within women in manufacturing? Why is it important for this amplification to occur in women?
Yeah, so if you read a bunch of the studies that have already been put out, one in specifically is by Deloitte, we are only representing a small percentage of the entire sector. So we're around, I've heard different percentages, it's usually between 23 and 30%. When you break it down in discipline, it's even less. So it's 1 to 2%, sometimes 3%. And the whole thing about innovation and all of these advancements in technology, you really want to have the entire talent pool included when it comes to innovation and innovation of thought. And in order to do that, you have to kind of include everyone from different groups and different cultures and different areas. And in the United States, manufacturing sector has been predominantly male. It's also been predominantly white men. So how can we change that and what can we do? And there's a lot of different theories of why women have avoided this sector. But, you know, now it's a great time to be because we are seeing a lot more women coming in, especially in leadership positions. But we're still not quite there of having that balance. And that's one of the things that I want to work on, because I believe that balance, hopefully we can actually have higher numbers than the guys, just because I'm competitive and I always want to win. So if we can get that balance, I feel like we have a better opportunity for more advanced innovations and technology. And that's going to actually help us too on a competitive level, on a global level of competitiveness, where if we have a better manufacturing foundation versus other countries, then we can be stronger as a nation and have a lot of advantages for that as well.
You pretty much thought through this.
Yeah, another thing that we need to consider too is the skills gap. So we have all of these open opportunities coming up. I think one of the studies said 2.3 million by 2030. Again, that's from the Deloitte study that I read. And if we don't start filling up those positions, we're going to lose some of that strength in our manufacturing foundation. And that's a national security threat. So we don't really want to do that. So
I believe we're already there. I think from a manufacturing, from a security, from a vital economic, you know, vital economic to our country, I think that I think we're already there, and we've got to play catch up.
Yeah.
How do you, when we start talking about women in manufacturing, what do we need to do to begin, you know, inspiring these women to do this, to go down that road?
Mm-hmm. So I think we need to start earlier at younger ages, and we need to start prioritizing trades again. A long time ago, trades were really important, and they had a budget in our curriculum. At some point, though, that was lost, and they were sort of put on the back burner, and we're feeling that now. So we need to reprioritize the trades, and we need to incorporate that in the curriculum in our educational systems, and we need to start younger. So elementary school, middle school, we need to start exposing these kids to some of these trade skills that are very needed. And in order to do that, we need to bridge the gap between manufacturers and the communities that they're headquartered in. And they need to be more involved with what is being taught to our students and more present, so that when, you know, things are coming up, they can show the students, hey, this is what we're making in this factory, and here's some of the stuff that you can learn to help make this product that we're making. I know that, you know, in kindergarten through fifth grade, kids are not going to care what an engineer or manufacturer is.
I'm going to argue or push back on that.
Not care, but not know. Like, really fully understand what an engineer is. That was the wrong way of saying it.
No. There's no right or wrong. But I have a situation where when I was a boy, mm-hmm. and in elementary school, And I think this, I remember it was second grade, and somebody brought in a film about how do you get baked goods to the store shelf. You know those old yes. ratty ones? It's like, hey, Joe, what are you doing? And it's and we are going, you know, making that kind of sound. But but I still remember it today, and I think that there's some value in just sharing what is taking place, and I think you're absolutely spot on.
So, like, when you ask, so I have two toddlers at home. They're 3 and 4, and they always talk about wanting to be a police officer.
Yeah.
And the reason why they are talking about that is because my husband is a police officer.
Yeah.
And we actually would go and visit him, and we would show the fire truck. So anytime you ask them, hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to imagine? They always say police officer or firefighter because that's what they're being exposed to. So if we can take that same thought process and take things like what you just mentioned, where we're bringing in these videos that show how something is manufactured all the way up to the shelf life, I think kids would get more excited about these opportunities that are here in engineering and manufacturing, because it's not the dirty, dark, dull, dangerous place that it used to be. Yes, there's still areas that exist, but there's so much more with additive manufacturing, robotics, automation. It's more advanced technology, is more problem solving, and I think the younger generations are attracted to that kind of stuff because, you know, they're the generation of technology. They've probably had a cell phone in their hands since the moment they were born, and they know how to use some of the stuff that we had to relearn ourselves because we weren't exposed to it at younger ages. So if we can figure out creative and fun ways to expose the younger kids to these opportunities, I think that's a great way to start in the right direction to close.
I can't agree with you more, because I agree, I think that we have to do a better job, and I think we have to really begin recognizing the necessity for doing more trade stuff. And when I was in high school, I learned how to weld.
Yeah.
To this day, I know how to weld because I learned in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, we just have to do a better job because, to your point, manufacture is not, you know, a dirty job. It's right. sophisticated. It's important. Mm-hmm. And it's not going away.
Right.
I just think that your purpose behind and getting women involved.
Yeah. So, I mean, for a while there was a way that schools were guiding boys and girls to a certain career pathway. It just happened to be that way. And it still is sort of happening today. We're getting a little bit better, and it's coming more of a priority in some of our conversations. But one example that I have is the high school that I graduated from. I did an event back in October, and it was a virtual event, and it was to show these kids in the VoTech program the opportunities available to them from the basics that they were learning in the courses at the high school that they were taking. It was to show them, hey, yeah, these are just the basics, but these basics could lead you to here. And out of the 30 students that attended, there was only 4 girls. And the 4 girls were only participating in those classes because either their family member encouraged them because their family member was in engineering or manufacturing, or the teacher in the VoTech program actually pulled them out of the hallway and said, hey, I think you would like this class because of A, B, and C. And kudos to the teachers that did that, because that meant that they were paying attention to the interest of the students that they were showing in the school setting. I think we have a lot of work to do in terms of retraining some of the school counselors, because there's so much change happening on a continuous basis. School counselors aren't going to know how to talk about some of these opportunities or how to look for other skills that could be transferable over into some of these opportunities within engineering and manufacturing.
I think to your point, I think that was one real challenge, because I think that conventional, traditional education, the way it is today, there is a real disconnect between the speed at which innovation is happening, the importance of manufacturing and other professions. I don't know if our school systems, all the way from elementary on up, are nimble enough to be able to address the realities that exist in the market today and the needs. Because I just don't see it. And I think that if I can, or if we can start to educate early on and not make it as like a bunch of guys, you know, pushing a wheelbarrow, but something really sophisticated, I think you plant the seed of interest and excitement at an early age, and it's just a natural progression. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, because I feel like when you get to a certain point in your schooling career, so when kids are at a younger age, they just have an innate curiosity about things. Like, they want to know how things work. They're more, they don't have any boundaries or blinders set up. And then as they progress through school, you know, they're pointed in all different kinds of directions based off of their testing and everything. So, for example, I was always good at English. I loved woodworking class.
I was
going
to say, doggone it, good thing you do writing. Right. So.
Well, I loved woodworking class, but I was always encouraged not to do that. Yeah. I was encouraged to do home ec or sewing, and I hated sewing. My sewing teacher did not like me at all. And I think that was a missed opportunity for me, but because I always tested well in English, I was always told, well, you're going to be an English teacher. And I'm like, that's really boring. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I think we need to stop like putting those blinders on kids and see what their interests are and pick up on how that can be transferable across disciplines. Because just because someone's good at English doesn't really necessarily mean they want to be an English teacher or a college professor, because that's not what was attracted to me.
I taught college, and I gotta tell you, it's challenging.
Yeah, my sister's a teacher, and I give her all the credit in the world, because that requires a lot of patience, and I just wouldn't be able to do that. So working with kids that aren't my own would be a huge learning experience for my patience level, I think.
Oh,
so.
There you go, man. You got to know. Well, I just think that the reality of the future from a workforce perspective is clear. We're not getting it done. We're not getting it done the way it is. So what do we need to do? We need to do a lot of, I'm just big into education.
Yeah.
Catching it at the beginning.
Starts inspiring. With education. But I think, too, what manufacturers need to do as well is the women that are working within their companies, put them in a position where they can go to these schools and have conversations, too. Because when those younger girls see these women in
their
positions, they're going to be like, I want to be like her.
Yes. Doggone it. How do they get a hold of you, Megan?
You can get a hold of me on LinkedIn, or you can go to mavensofmanufacturing.com, and I have a link at the bottom of the homepage where you can schedule some time with me, and I'd love to chat with you and learn more about your story.
Wow. See? You're pretty doggone good. Her last name is Ziemba. So if you go out to, I'm sure there's not very many Zimbas out there.
In Chicago, there is.
Is there really?
Yep.
So if I go to LinkedIn and I say Megan Zimba, then I'm going to pull up a bunch of Megan Zimbas?
I don't know if you'll pull up a bunch of Megan Zimbas, but you'll pull up a bunch of Zimbas.
Yeah, I got that. All right, listeners, that was Megan. Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. Once again, we are broadcasting from the Digital Manufacturing Symposium in Chicago, Illinois. Great venue, great people, solving problems, important. You need to be a part of it. So put that on your bucket list. So that's important. All right. Do not go away. We will be right back with another great conversation shortly.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. And a hearty thank you to Mega Zimba. You got to check out her podcast, Mavens of Manufacturing. She brings a tremendous amount of passion and desire to help. I'm just help manufacturing succeed, and definitely an advocate for bringing in more women in manufacturing. Absolutely love the purpose Megan brings to the table. Also, you got to, at least for 2023, go out to Transformative Media. Transformative Media. They're the ones that put on the Digital Manufacturing Summit. No, Symposium. Excuse me. Get it all confused. And I was very impressed with the caliber of professional that were at the event, the desire to collaborate, the desire to educate, and really solve or attempt or work to solving the challenges that exist today in manufacturing. That is the Digital Manufacturing Symposium. Go out to Transformative Media and find out more. They've got a ton of other events. And if it's anything like the Digital Manufacturing Symposium, you will not be disappointed. All right, we're going to have other great conversations. You have to be bold. Yes, brave. Yes, dare greatly. Please, please do that. Don't settle for comfort. Settle for sacrifice. Keep pushing. We need you. Manufacturers, we need you. All right, hang out with Megan. You're going to change the world. Thank you once again for joining Industrial Talk. We're going to have another great conversation from this symposium shortly, so stay tuned.